Today's text, beautiful words from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 41, just verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. These are God's words for you. President Roosevelt said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." And when he spoke those words, March 4th, 1933, there were actually many, many things to fear. The United States was in the depths of the Great Depression. At the same time, the states of the Great Plains were suffering the worst drought in U.S. history, the so-called Dust Bowl. Economic hardship led to rising crime and the appearance of legendary criminals like John Dillinger, Pretty Boy Floyd, Ma Barker, Bonnie and Clyde. And to make matters worse, in 1933, a man named Adolf Hitler became Der Führer, the leader of Nazi Germany. World War II and the Jewish Holocaust were less than a decade away. Roosevelt recognized all these problems, but he also recognized that no problem could be solved if Americans gave way to fear. And hence that remarkable speech, "Let me affirm my belief. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Today, there are many reasons that we could fear. World events, for example. Our world is increasingly a dangerous, chaotic place that is filled with wars and riots and racism and natural disasters and senseless crimes and unspeakable evil. Financial difficulties can make us afraid, loss of a job, inability to buy groceries, pay the mortgage. Health concerns can make us afraid because life can be turned upside down and inside out in an instant, with an unexpected accident or an unforeseen medical diagnosis. And for many people, nothing is more frightening than the prospect of death. People who all their lives, according to Hebrews chapter 2, were held in slavery by their fear of death. Of course, not all kinds of fear is wrong. Hopefully, everyone has a healthy fear of a downed power line. However, healthy fear becomes unhealthy if it controls us, if it consumes us, if it fills our lives with gloom, doom, despair, the expectation of the worst that can possibly happen. And this is the kind of fear that the Bible warns against. And the reason for the warning is quite clear. If you and I live lives that are characterized by fear, if we're always expecting the worst, we're living as if we have no God, or at least as if the God we have is weak, unreliable, unloving. What should we do when we're overwhelmed with fear? The first thing is to take your fears to God in prayer. And I'd like to be very specific. God, I'm afraid of this happening. I'm afraid of that happening. This illness, this failing relationship. When we articulate our fears to God in prayer, we not only can better distinguish between real fears and imaginary fears, but we obtain the peace that can only come from giving our burdens and fears to the Lord. Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Do not be anxious about anything." I'm always amazed he used that word. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Second, if you find yourself overwhelmed with some fear, remember, God has simply not called you to live a life of fear. Far from it. Paul told young pastor Timothy, Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of timidity, of fear, but of power, of love, and of self-discipline. Did you realize that the phrase, do not fear, or don't be afraid, or something similar to that, occurs more than 300 times in the Bible? You suppose God is trying to tell us something? Indeed, when we read our Bibles, we find God telling his people, you're his people, God telling his people not to be afraid in every conceivable situation, from the smallest task to the biggest worries. When Abraham faced the impossibility of fathering a child in his old age, God said, Abram, don't fear. I'm your shield, your very great reward. When the Israelites were stranded on the shores of the Red Sea with Pharaoh's mighty army in hot pursuit, Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm. You will see the deliverance of the Lord today. Even when the daughter of Jairus was dying, Jesus said in that setting, Jairus, don't fear. Just believe. Just believe. Your daughter will be made whole. Isaiah 41 was written at a time of great fear for the southern kingdom of Judah. The northern kingdom had already been carried away captive by the mighty Assyrians, and now the Assyrians were threatening to do the same to Judah. In fact, things were so bad that an emissary of the Assyrians stood at the very walls of Jerusalem and mockingly said, don't believe a word that Hezekiah says. Your God will not deliver you. Has any God ever delivered a nation from the hand of the king of Assyria? That was the setting, the very real setting in which God said, forget what you see. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. Third, when you're afraid, remember, God is with you. The very same God who called the universe into existence by speaking. The very same Savior who died for you on the cross. It's very true that in times of trouble, we tend to think, God is not with me. But you have his word on it. Fear not, I am with you. Or as Jesus said, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Or as the psalmist said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I, what's the next word? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? How would you answer the question? A pesky dictator in North Korea? A global pandemic? A problem at the office? Nonsense. And finally, when afraid, remember, God has promised to strengthen you. And here too, you have his word on it. Listen, do not fear. I'm with you. Do not be afraid. I am your God. I will strengthen you. My friends, when you and I say things like this, I can't fix this problem. I can't endure this burden. I can't put up with these circumstances for one more day. Know something? There's entirely too much I and entirely too little God. When did God ever ask us to find the strength within ourselves? He didn't. He said, I will strengthen you. I will. So what have you learned this morning? No matter what, God will be with you. No matter what, God will strengthen you. No matter what, God will deliver you. So can I ask a question? Do you believe what you heard today? Do you believe that God is with you? Do you believe that God loves you with all his infinite heart? Do you believe that God not only fights your battles with you, but fights your battles for you? Because if you say, I believe that, why would you ever go on being afraid? Roosevelt said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. The Bible says, with God on our side, we have nothing to fear at all. May it so be with us. Amen. Our closing hymn is 427, stanzas 1 and 3. 427, stanzas 1 and 3.